people to inquire about this.
有的人去庙里算命，想去知道这样的事情。
That's what my grandma did for me when I was a child.
当我小的时候，我奶奶就是这样带我去。
So why do you think people want to know this kind of future things?
大家想，人们为什么想要知道将来的事情呢？
It is because, listen to this, because humans want to be in control.
我想告诉大家是人都想要掌控这个世界。
Put it in other words, God wants to be like God. Man want to be like God.
换句话说，人想要成为像神一样。
That's what exactly happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve fell. They wanted to be like God.
这其实正是伊甸园里第一对男人女人亚当和夏娃他们身上所发生的事情，他们跌倒。因为他们想要和神一样。
So what God revealed to us is His will of command.
所以神向我们所启示的是他命令的旨意。
And when we follow this will of command, He promises to bless us and to reward those who obey His will of command.
当我们按照神命令的旨意行的时候，神应许我们，他要祝福和奖赏遵行他旨意的人。
Now,When you hear about God's will of decree or God's sovereign will,
那么当你听说神的预定旨意或者神的主权意志的时候呢
？When you hear that God governs the affair of the universe,
当你听说神掌管宇宙万事的时候
，When you hear that whatever God decrees will always happen,
当你听到无论神预定何事都必发生的时候
，There are two kind of questions which arise.
你很自然会问到两个问题。
One question is this.
第一个问题是
If God is sovereign, will always happen, how can man be responsible?
如果神的主权意志都必成就，人怎么还能负责任呢？
Put it another way, if God's sovereign will always happen, why should we work hard or be diligent or be responsible in our behavior?
那么换句话说就是，如果神的主权意志都必然发生的话，那么我们还要工作还要勤奋努力，还要对我们的行为负责任干什么呢？
The second question is this.
第二个问题是这样的。
If God's sovereign will always happen, why should we pray and ask God?
如果神的主权一直都必成就，那么我们还要向他祷告祈求做什么呢？
Put it another way, would our prayer make any difference at all?
换句话说，祷告会带来什么不同吗？
Or if God is sovereign will always happen, when we pray,May I will be praying against God's will?
或者如果神的主权意志都必成就，那么当我们祷告的时候，我们会不会出现不按神旨意的祷告呢？
We must understand that in the Bible there are statements that are seemingly in contradictions.
我们必须明白，在圣经里面有些陈述似乎是相互矛盾的。
But each statement is true in itself.
但是事实上每一个陈述都是真理。
These are called the paradox.
这个被称为悖论。
The Bible contains things which are paradoxical.
圣经包括一些悖论性质的事情。
A biblical paradox is defined as two seemingly contradictory statements that may nonetheless be true.
符合圣经悖论的定义是两个看似互相矛盾的陈述可能都为真。
Another term is used is called dual truth.
另一个神学术语呢是双重真理。
Dual truth is like two sides of a railroad. Both rails are parallel and both are essential for the function.
所以双重真理就像铁轨的两道，虽然是互相平行的，但是两道铁轨都是铁路运行的基本的要素。
God's sovereign will and man's responsibility are this paradox and dual truth.
神的主权和人的责任就是这一类的悖论或者是双重真理。
They are parallel truths. Both are truths and both are taught in the Bible.
他们是平行的真理，他们都为真，也在圣经里面都有教导。
We may not be able to reconcile them.
我们可能没有办法去调和这两个真理。
We just have to hold both of them true together.
那么我们只有牢牢地将它们连接在一起。
We must remember that we are just men and we are limited.
我们要记住，我们不过是有限的人。
And remember, God says that there are secret things that belong to God, and there are things that are revealed that belong to us.
我们也要知道神说有些隐秘的事是属于神的，而明显的事是属于我们的。
So the Bible teaches God's sovereign will and the Bible also teaches for us to pray and to call out to him.
圣经一方面教导了神的主权意志， 但圣经呢也命令我们祷告，向神呼求。
I have listed the scripture on the left, which is God's sovereignty, and on the right, which is our responsibility.
在这张幻灯片上，我在左侧列出了关于神的主权的经文，在右边呢列出了神命令我们祷告的经文。
God is sovereign, and yet He commands us to pray.
神有主权，神命令我们向他祷告。
These are the dual truths taught in His Word, and so we must hold them together.
既然他的话语教导了我们这双重的真理呢，我们就必须将双重真理连接起来。
So both, and not just one side, but both together, you have to hold them.
不是是两者，不是其中的一个方面，我们要两相连接。
So how do you reconcile the fact that God is sovereign and that the fact God wants us to pray?
你有办法去调和神的主权和我们祷告这两方面吗？
We cannot completely reconcile them.
我们没法完全调和。
But I heard somebody say this that helped me to understand this.
但是有人曾经这样告诉我，我发觉非常有帮助。
This theologian said that he says that God has included your prayer in His sovereignty.
这位神学家他说，神已经将我们的祷告包括在他的主权之中了。
So God is sovereign,
所以神对万事都有主权。
And everything that happened because of His sovereignty.
那么所有的事情发生都是因为他的主权。
And in His sovereignty, He also ordained how things should come about.
并且在他的主权中呢，神也命定了事情当如何的发生。
In other words, God has ordained what a theologically called means of grace to accomplish His sovereign will.
这个神学里面把这个叫做恩典的路径，这就是神主权意志发生的一个路径。
God has ordained the means of grace to how events or things would come about.
那么这些神命定的路径呢，就是他命定事情发生的路径。
And this means of grace includes your collaborating together with God.Your responsibility and your prayer.
这些神所命定的恩典的路径呢，包括人的努力，包括你负责任的工作和你的祷告。
For instance, God is sovereign whether your friends become a Christian or not.
所以，举个例子呢，就像神有主权，他决定了你的朋友是不是成为基督徒。
But He uses the means of grace of your sharing the gospel with your friend.
但是他也用你向朋友传福音这样的方式让这样的事情发生。
God is sovereign and he knows what the mark of your calculus exam is going to be.
神他也有主权，他知道你这个微积分考试分数将会是多少。
But God uses the means of grace of you working till midnight to study.
但是神用了你努力学习到深夜这样一种方式让这个结果去成就。
God is sovereign over your sanctifications, over your becoming more holy.
神对你成圣这个事情是有主权的。
But He uses your prayer.
但是神用你的祷告。
Your unreasonable boss or your irritable spouses to accomplish that.
神用你的 那种不合理的老板或者是你很难缠的这个配偶呢去成就这些事情。
Do you see what I mean?
大家能知道 我所说的这个意思了吗？
So why do we pray when God is sovereign?
那么为什么神有主权我们还要祷告呢？
Because God ordains prayer as a means to accomplish His sovereign will.
因为神命定祷告作为成就他主权的一种方式。
Also, in fact, it is because God is sovereign, therefore we can pray.
事实上呢，也是正因为神有主权我们才能祷告。
Because if God were not sovereign, our prayer would be useless.
如果神他不是有主权的神，那么我们的祷告就全无作用。
If God were not sovereign, why bother praying?
如果神他都没有主权，我们祷告干什么呢？
If God is not sovereign and cannot do anything, why do we pray?
没有主权的这个所谓的神，他不能成就任何的事情，那么我们干嘛要向他祷告呢？
It is because God is sovereign, therefore we can.
所以正因为神有主权，我们才向他祷告。
Because all the things that we ask or pray are things that are impossible for men to do.
我们所祈求的、所祷告的，都是人手所不能做到的。
It is for the very reason that God is sovereign, therefore we can ask Him to do things which are impossible for us.
正因为神有主权，我们才求他 做对我们来说是不可能的那些事情。
Now also Bible teaches that prayer is much, much more than just asking God to do things for us.
圣经也教导说，祷告远远不止是求神来为我们做事。
Prayer is more than asking God for our needs.
祷告不只是求神来满足我们的需要。
Prayer is a communion, a communication, a relationship between us and God.
祷告是团契，是交流，是我们和神之间的一种关系。
So the Bible commands us to be responsible in our work and our action and our speech.
圣经命令我们对我们的工作、我们的行动和言语负责。
So again, these are the scriptures that I've listed to show our responsibility on the right side.
这里我右边列出了这些神的许多的命令，告诉我们要勤奋。
We are responsible to be diligent.
我们有责任要勤奋。
God tells us not to be lazy.
神告诉我们不要懒惰。
God told us to be responsible what we say in our, with our words.
神也教导我们要对所说的话负责。
We are responsible to grow in holiness.
我们有责任在圣洁上成长。
And if you are not a follower of Christ, it is your responsibility to respond to the gospel when you hear the gospel.
如果你还不是基督徒呢，你也有责任去寻求真理，有责任在听到福音的时候就信从基督。
God tells us that He is the one who is holding us to Him.
神的话语告诉我们，他是那位把我们引向他、归向他自己的。
But He also tells Christians to persevere in our faith.
但是神也告诉我们，作为基督徒，我们要紧紧的坚守信仰。
The Bible says that He holds us tight, but He also have to, we also have to hold on to Him.
圣经说，神紧紧的抓住我们，但是同时我们也要紧紧的抓住他。
God's word tells us that He knows every need that you have.
神的话语告诉我们，他知道我们所有的需要。
But He also tells us that we need to ask.
但是神也告诉我们，我们必须向他求。
He will supply all our need, but we also must work diligently.
神会供应我们所有的需要，但是我们工作也必须勤奋努力。
Now we have learned that there is no promise that God will reveal to us our future.
我们已经认识到，神并没有应许将未来显明给我们。
That things belong to God, and He does not reveal that to us.
那些事情是属于神的，他不会向我们显明。
We must trust Him our tomorrow and surrender our future to Him.
我们必须信靠他，将我们的明天和我们生命都交托了给他。
And He promised that He will look after our future.
他应许我们，他一定会看顾我们的未来。
Now, on the practical aspect, how about decision that we must make from day to day?
那么从实践的角度，我们怎样在生命中来做决定呢？
A student came to me the other day and asked me what he must do if he's considering two jobs or two university programs.
举个例子来说，有个学生曾经问我，比如说像从两份工作，或者从大学两个大学专业的录用通知里面如何的选择呢？
So when it comes to decision making, we ask, what must we do to make the right decision?
当我要做决定的时候，我们会问，我们怎样做才能做出正确的决定呢？
How do we make decision that is in line with God's will for us?
我们如何做才符合神对我们生命的旨意呢？
To answer this question, I will share what God's word teaches regarding this matter.
要回答这个问题呢，我想分享神话语里面关于这件事情的教导。
We can look at what God has revealed to us.
我们可以看神是如何启示给我们的。
What His will of command is regarding decision making.
就是关于做决定的这些他命令的旨意。
I list seven things that Christian can do.
我列出七点是基督徒必须要做到的。
First is this.
第一点。
It is God's will that you must be saved.
就是神的旨意是要你得救。
It is God's will that you must trust Jesus Christ as your Savior.
信靠主耶稣基督做你的救主，这是神命令的旨意。
John 6:40 says that for this is the will of my Father that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in Him should have eternal life.
约翰福音六章四十节说：“因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生。”并且在末日我要叫他复活。
Second, it is God's will for you to be holy, to be sanctified.
第二点呢，神的旨意是要你成圣。
1 Thessalonians 4:3 says that for this is the will of God, your sanctification.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节说，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
So it is God's will for you to be holy and to obey His words.
所以神的心意是要你成为圣洁，来遵行他的话语。
Let the word of God fill your mind.
让神的话语充满你的心。
Let the truth of God change your mind.
让神的真理改变你的心意。
And when you do this, your value will change.
当你这样做的时候，你的价值观会改变。
The way you look at things will change.
你看事情的方式也会改变。
And you will see things the way God sees them.
你会按神看事情的方式来看事情。
The third one thing is that it is God's will for you to ask for wisdom.
第三点呢，神的旨意是要你寻求智慧。
James 1:5 it says that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
雅各书一章五节说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐予众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
And Psalm 111:10 it says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
诗篇111:10敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So when you fear God, God promises that He will give you wisdom.
当你敬畏神，神就应许赐给你智慧。
Number four, it is God's will for you to seek counsel.
第四点呢，神的旨意是要你去寻求商议。
Proverbs 15:22 says that without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed.
箴言15:22说，不先商议，所谋无效。谋事众多，所谋乃成。
So God wants you to seek advice.
神让你去寻求建议。
Find godly men and godly women, ask for advice from them.
你去寻找那些属神的人，并且来向他们寻求建议。
And ask those who understand the issue you're facing, ask for advice from them.
你去找那些懂得你所面临问题的人，来寻求他们的建议。
Number five, it is God's will for you to pray.
第五点呢，神的旨意是要你祷告。
Jeremiah 29:12-13 it says that then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
耶利米书29:12-13，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Now at this point, after all you have done.
那么在这个时候，当你遵行了所有的神的这些命令的时候，
All that God has commanded you to do and you do them，
那么所有神命令的指引都遵行了，所有神让你做的事情你都做了，
The next step is you'll be surprised. Use your brain.
那么下面一步你可能会感到惊奇，下面一步是你要动脑筋。
Do what you want.
做你所愿意做的事情。
You know, when you hear this, sometimes people say that this is not very spiritual, it's not very Christian.
当你听到这里的时候，可能有的人会说，哎呀，这个太不属灵了，这个是不太像基督徒嘛。
It is in fact a very spiritual thing to do.
其实这样做是非常的属灵的。
Because when you have done what God commands you to do,
因为当你已经遵行神命令的旨意，要你所做的，
your mind is transformed.
你就已经有了变化的，这更新变化的心意。
And when your mind is transformed, you can do what you want.
当你心意更新，你就能够做你所愿意做的事情。
Because by now, God is the one who is running your life.
因为在这个时候呢，神已经在你的生命里面掌权了。
And listen to Psalm 37:4 that says, Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart.
我们听一听诗篇37:4里面所说的，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
God says he will give you the desire of your heart when your heart delights in him.
神说他要将你心里所求的赐给你，当你以他为乐的时候。
When what you desire is God's desire, God will give you the desire of your heart.
当你所求的正是神所愿的，神当然乐意赐给你心所求的。
Which is now no longer your desire, but your desire, his desire become your desire.
因为这不再是你所愿的，乃是他所愿的，他的旨意成了你的心意。
And lastly, I'd like to add one more thing.
最后呢，我想再增加一点。
You must believe in God's sovereignty.
你必须确信神的主权。
God is completely in control.
神完全掌控了一切。
God guides you sovereignly.
神主权引导我们。
He opens the doors and he closes the doors.
他为我们开门也关门。
He changes the thoughts and the opinion of other people.
他改变人的思想和环境。
He changes the circumstances.
他改变环境。
He controls the weather that morning that you have to go for interview. He controls that weather.
他掌控甚至是你面试早上的那天的天气。他掌控天气。
God is sovereign.
神是全然掌权的。
So in making decision,
所以当你做决定的时候,
as children of God, do not need to fear that you will miss God's will.
作为神的儿女,你不要害怕错过了神的心意。
When you do the things that are in accordance to His will of command,
当你按照他命令的旨意行事的时候,
you do not need to fear your future.
你不用担心未来。
We must not be afraid of making decisions.
我们必须不怕做出决定。
Because God is your Father.
因为神是我们的天父。
And He loves you with an everlasting love.
他用永恒之爱爱我们。
And He's watching over you.
他在看顾你。
Listen to this promise in Psalm 32:8.
我们看诗篇32章8节。
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go.
我要教导你，指示你当行的路。我要定睛在你身上劝诫你。
I will counsel you with my eyes looking at you.
所以我们的引导者神，他一直定睛在我们身上。
God bless you.
神祝福大家。